Welcome back to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show, question and answer time. You've got a question? We can get you an answer to that question. You can send it on over to gardentalkradio@gmail.com, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, or you can give us a call, toll-free, coast-to-coast, 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-7469. Had a handful of questions come in this week, Holly. We'll see what we can get through the top of the hour.
Okay, so it says, if you just keep cutting back the thistles, will the root eventually die, or is this the best, easiest alternative to pulling? Whatever gets rid of the most roots fastest?
Well, we had a similar question last week about thistles, and this is the most organic means, though it can take quite some time in order to eradicate them by continually stressing the plant out, by continually cutting the top of the plant off to ground level. So that's the organic way. Here I'm going to tell you the way to actually the best way to get rid of them and have the removal of them, though it's not organic. You go to your farm store and you get a gallon of 2,4-D, which is the broadleaf herbicide, and you spray the thistles, and it doesn't affect the grasses or any non-broadleaf. It's a broadleaf selective, and thistles or any broadleaf plants, it will kill. Within about 48 hours, it will suck it down in the roots and it'll kill it. So if you're wanting to get rid of a big patch of thistles, that works. If you want to be selective, you can do that and be very selective with the thistles that you're trying to get. If you're doing this in your vegetable garden, you want to be aware that it can potentially toxify the soil. Read the labels, follow the labels, but doing the 2,4-D broadleaf herbicide will remove those thistles, whether in their yard. If they're in the yard, it doesn't affect the grass at all. So not organic, but I've used it on the farm. It works great. It does what it's supposed to do, and it will eliminate a lot of the headaches that you have when it comes to thistles. Next question we have here is, where are we at here?
I am in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Hello from Brookfield, Wisconsin. How long can I leave my cabbage and kohlrabi in the garden before I harvest it? Can it go beyond a freeze if I leave them in the garden? Do I cover them with leaves? Also, my marigold seeds, zinnia, and 4 o'clock seeds, where's the best place to keep them? Basement, refrigerator, or garage?
Well, we want to go ahead and harvest the cabbage, because if the cabbage is kept in the garden too long and it rains, it will split. It'll just bust right open. So you want to go ahead and remove it when the head is firm. Now, whether that's a baseball size or basketball size, you want to go ahead and remove it, put it in the crisper of the fridge, or if you've got like a chilled basement, you can keep it there. The kohlrabi, the same thing. You don't want to leave it out there too long because it will get woody and basically inedible. With the seeds, you can keep them in an envelope. Once they are dry, write it on an envelope and put it in the crisper of your fridge, and they will be fine there. You want to keep them chilled, not frozen, and that will work that way without any issue at all. So go ahead and harvest your produce. You don't want to leave it in the garden too long because it will not be happy. So that's that. Okay, next question here, Holly. My butternut squash, which I have harvested, looked fine when I brought it inside. But after about 3 weeks, I begin to notice brown and gray patchy scabby areas and discolored areas. What is this? Is it edible, or should I toss it in the trash?
We actually had this issue. Yes. It's a few years ago. It's called black rot, and it's a fruit rot phase of the gummy stem. It's actually like a blight, and it's you get those black dark spots on the fruit or the vegetable,
the skin, on the skin of the...
Yeah, on the skin.
And it's not just butternut squash. There's other plants in which this is vulnerable, too.
Right. It seems to affect all curcubits.
Curcubits, yeah.
Curcubits. So that includes, like, what's it called?
Cucumbers, pumpkins, spaghetti pumpkins, squash. Yeah.
It is edible.
Right? Now,
you can peel it right away. Yeah.
Now, if you see things inside of the fruit that is not normal, toss it. But it's only basically skin deep. Peel it off. You can go ahead and use those first, and the ones that are not showing that discoloration, that scabbiness, that patchy look on the actual butternut squash. In this instance, those will store longer. But use the ones that are getting damaged first. But it is edible, and you don't have there's nothing to be concerned with. It's really a problem when there was too much water. It sucked up too much water and didn't really have nowhere to go with it, and it kind of started causing issues with the skin of the plant, so of the fruit itself. So that's there. Real quickly,
when is it too late to when is it too late to plant fall bulbs?
Well, as long as the ground can be worked, you can plant them. Many people think frost, freeze, and snowfall, your planting is over. That's simply not true. You can plant daffodil bulbs, or tulip and daffodil bulbs all the way up until the end of January. As long as the soil can be dug up and that to the depth in which those bulbs can be is recommended to be planted, go ahead and put them in the ground. You will do just fine.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.